Today we're going to be looking at Luke chapter 18 and verses 9 through 14. In our studies entitled How to Spot a Counterfeit Christian, How to Spot a Counterfeit Christian. But before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity once again to come and open up thy holy word. Father, we're just so grateful that you've preserved your inspired and errant, infallible, indestructible word in the good old King James 1611 Bible. Father, I just pray that our hearts would be open and our spirits would be teachable today, Lord. Father, I pray, as you've promised, that your word would go out, go forth today and not return void. And Father, we just pray, if there's someone listening to this broadcast and have never trusted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, that this would be the very day that they would fall out with sin and fall in love with the Savior, because to receive him is life eternal. Father, now we ask all these things in your Son Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Alrighty, Luke chapter 18. We'll be looking at verses 9 through 14. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves, that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. And of course, we just read the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Many people call themselves or consider themselves Christians. Amen. In fact, if you were to go up and ask someone if they were a Christian, probably they would answer yes. In our society, or our society considers that a Christian is probably everything except a Jew, a Muslim, a Buddhist, and many of the various Eastern religions. Amen. But during our study, Jesus gives us, in our passage that we just read, gives us some signs to help us to spot a counterfeit Christian. Amen. First of all, we see that they trust in themselves. They trust in themselves. In verse 9 of Luke 18, we are told that he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous. In other words, they were counting on something in themselves or something they did to make them right with God. For example, the religious crowd in Jesus' day were trusting in the fact that they were of the physical seed of Abraham to make them right with God. Amen. Today, things haven't really changed much. Amen. Today, most people are trusting in themselves, their good works, to make them right in the eyes of God. For example, when I've been out witnessing door-to-door, or maybe you have been in an area that's predominantly Roman Catholic, and you knock on a door to give them the good news, to tell them that Jesus Christ died, He died for their sins, He was buried and arose again the third day to save them, their reply will be, well, I'm all set because I'm Catholic. Amen. See, we see the reason that the religious crowd wanted Jesus put to death is because He exposed their misplaced trust. You see, they should have been trusting in Jesus and not themselves. Again, nothing has changed much today. It's the same today. That's why people get angry when you witness to them, because you are exposing their misplaced trust. They are trusting in something other than the blood atonement of Jesus Christ to save them. Amen. So we see, number one, as we look at how to spot a counterfeit Christian, even though someone may say they're a Christian, number one, they trust in themselves. Number two, they despise others. You see, Jesus said as He began, or describes what Jesus is about to speak, in verse 9 again, and He spake this parable unto certain who despised others. You see, counterfeit Christians despise others who are not part of their false religious system. True Bible believers are despised by the cults, by the Roman Catholics, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Mormons, and we could go on and on, the Church of Christ. And the reason for that is because Bible believers preach and witness to the truth. You see, they that despise others are the ones who are not really secure in what they believe, amen? Because when you witness to these folks, they always get on the defensive and want to argue with you and get angry, amen? And they really shouldn't if they have the truth, amen? We have an example of this in the scripture. Herod despised the Christ child and wanted to destroy Him. And he had all the children under 2 years of age killed. We see that in Matthew 2. The religious rulers despised Jesus and had Him crucified. We see in the Old Testament that many of the prophets were despised by their own people, the Jews, and many were killed. Amen. And then we see the apostles in the book of Acts were despised by the rulers of the Jews. They were put in prison. In fact, Paul wrote many of his epistles from jail. Amen. They were beaten, and eventually some of them were put to death. Amen. Roman Catholics through the centuries despised anyone who stood for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God. And as a result, they were put to death. All you have to do is read Fox's Book of Martyrs, amen? So we see then another way to spot a counterfeit Christian is they despise others. Number three, they demonstrate their own righteousness. They demonstrate their own righteousness. Look with me again in Luke chapter 18 in verses 10 and 11. We're told that two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. And the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. See, counterfeit Christians are quick to tell you what they're doing for God. Amen. They're quick to tell you, well, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. Amen. Is that not right? They tell you, well, I don't do this and I don't do that. But the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 3, verse 12, there is none that doeth good. No, not one. Jesus addressed this crowd in his day, and he told them straight out there in the Gospel of Matthew, if you turn there with me, please. In Matthew chapter 23. In Matthew chapter 23. In verses 27 to 28, Jesus said, Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful, beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. See, when Jesus dealt with the religious crowd of his day, and because he knew that they should have known better, he laid it right on the line. See, counterfeit Christians often make an open display of themselves. Like this Pharisee in Luke chapter 18. He's making sure that everyone sees him. Amen. I'm sure he's right up at the front of the temple. Amen. You know, in his fancy glowing robes and with his eloquent speech. Amen. But notice what Jesus instructs us in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 6. Jesus tells us about open display, amen? Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6 in verses 1 through 9. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore when thou doest thine alms, and of course Jesus is talking about your giving. Therefore when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. So we're told then by the Lord that our giving is to be done in secret. Amen. We're not to make a big to-do about it, a big display about it. Amen. Because those that do that have already their reward on this earth. But we're promised if you do it in secret, then the Lord will reward you openly. Amen. And then the Lord Jesus Christ gives us some instructions about praying. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father, which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetition as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask. Again, Jesus tells us about our prayer life. It shouldn't be so everyone can see us. Amen? But we see that counterfeit Christians like to do that. They love displays. I think of one so-called world religious leader, the Pope, amen, how you often see him when he travels abroad. His open display, his pageantry, his long robes, so all can see him. Amen. Remember, there's no hope in the Pope. There's only hope in one man, and that's the man, Christ Jesus. Amen. Again, we're looking at, on our study today, on how to spot a counterfeit Christian. Amen. Number four, a counterfeit Christian, they compare themselves to the worst. In Luke chapter 18, we see that the Pharisee goes up there, and he says, I thank thee that I'm not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. See, he looked down upon the publican. He thumbed his nose at the publican. Counterfeit Christians judge themselves against others instead of judging themselves in light of God's word. Amen. See, if they did that, then they would come up short. Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. See, what the counterfeit Christian tries to do is make themselves look good by comparing themselves to big sinners. You know, they'll say, well, even when you're witnessing with somebody, they'll say, well, I never murdered anyone or raped anyone or cheated on my spouse. I never stole anything. I'm no Adolf Hitler, amen. But what they don't realize, because they haven't taken a time to open up the Word of God, is according to the God's Word, one sin is enough to send someone to a literal burning lake of fire for time and eternity. Amen. Bible tells us in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. There's no small print in this verse. There's no exception to the rules. One little white lie is enough to send someone to the lake of fire, amen. Because the Bible clearly tells us, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The Bible doesn't make any distinction between sins as far as going to hell is concerned, amen. Notice the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 7, about comparing ourselves to others. Matthew chapter 7, and verses 1 through 5. Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye are judged, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye mete, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considereth not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, First cast out the beam out of thine own eye, then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Amen? You know, Jesus says we need to judge ourselves first. Amen. We have to make sure that we're right with God before we go and judge others. Amen. Again, on our study here, we're looking at how to spot a counterfeit Christian. We see now that they observe religious ritual without confession. They observe religious ritual without confession. Looking in verse 12 of Luke 18, again we have this Pharisee praying. He says, I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. See, again, the counterfeit Christian or the publican never, or the Pharisee never focuses on the inner person. Never focuses on the condition of their heart, which is the soul, because if they did, then they would realize they are nothing but a wicked sinner needing a Savior, needing the Lord Jesus Christ to save them. Instead, the counterfeit Christian focuses on the activities of the outward man, or the body, or the flesh. For example, you'll hear them say, I've been baptized as an infant. I've given generously to the church all my life. I belong to the Knights of Columbus. I teach Sunday school. I sing in the choir. I'm an usher. I'm a deacon. I pray every day. I go to church every week. I keep the Ten Commandments. I do the sacraments. Amen. But the Bible tells us they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Look at what Jesus told these folks, these phony balonies in his day. Matthew 23. He said, Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay the tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye have done, and not to leave the other undone. Ye blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Amen. You see, Jesus didn't pull any punches, did he? Amen. The Bible tells us, for a man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Amen. See, what we have to realize then is outward religious activities without the proper heart attitude does not impress or please God. What does then? What pleases God? 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, the Bible tells us, Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. See, what impresses God and what pleases God is obedience. Being obedient to His Word. And when you and I sin against Him, then we need to confess our sins. You know, some would ask, why was David, King David, a man after God's own heart? Why? After all, He committed adultery. Amen. He went into another man's wife, and then he had the man murdered. He had him placed in battle. So he would be killed in battle, in action. So how could David be considered a man after God's own heart? Well, the reason for that, or one of the reasons was, is that he was obedient to God and the Word of God. See, God is big on confession. So David was big on confessing his sins. Psalm 51. David had a humble heart. He came to God when he sinned, and he knew that he sinned against God and God alone, amen. And David wasn't sorry he got caught. He was sorry because he offended God. David comes to God in Psalm 51 and throws himself on the mercy of God. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. See, he says, I've sinned. I take responsibility. I acknowledge that it's me, not anyone else. And then he says, against thee, and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. See, that's one of the reasons why David was a man after God's own heart. If we confess our sins, amen, the Bible promises in 1 John 1:9 concerning God that he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But the problem with the counterfeit Christian is he doesn't confess because he sees no need to, since he's basing his righteousness on his outward religious activities. The real Christian, or the person who's right with God, in this case, it's the publican, confesses from the heart. He said, and the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He acknowledged his sin. He knew that he had did wrong by God, and he asked for his mercy. And we're told that he went down, Jesus said, to his house, justified. Amen. See, he had godly repentance. He wasn't sorry that he got caught. He was sorry that he sinned against God. Amen. And we're told that for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation. So we've seen in our study how to spot a counterfeit Christian. They trust in themselves. They despise others. They demonstrate their own righteousness. They compare themselves to the worst. And they observe religious ritual without confession. Well, that's all the time that we have for the pastor's study.